Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now let's find out what's going on. The Home and Garden Show is going to be held this weekend, April 12th through the 14th at the UP State Fairgrounds. It's always the time to get some pancakes, but also time to do some other things to get ready for spring. Here to tell us about it are Gordy Fitch and Mike Markwell. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Craig. We're so excited for the show this weekend. I just want to, it's the American Metal Roofs Home and Garden Show with Kiwanis. And so I just want to give thanks to a great farmer who has been a huge part of the show for years and years now for helping to make this possible.
Now we know who's in charge of the vendors.
Right.
Because he's making sure that they get their due notice, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks for doing that. You brought along some pancakes that Nicole and Gordy here cooked up real quick for us on a hot plate out in the break room. So you got real butter.
Real butter.
Okay.
Real maple syrup. There. Jasper's Sugar Bush Maple Syrup has been the sponsor, just like Ray Farmer at American Metal Roofs. The Jasper family with their maple syrup has been helping us out with sponsoring the maple syrup for years as well, so we appreciate their help.
All right, so I get the first shot at the Home and Garden Kiwanis pancakes.
Drum roll? No.
Yeah.
No, all right.
It's really good. Of course, I've had Jasper's before, so that's always really good.
They're good.
So you guys do something different to your pancakes. I always make them taste so awesome.
Yep. Ancient Kiwanis secret.
Those are so good.
Oh, good.
And the maple syrup does well. Cooked all the way through, so you did a good job on that, right?
Good. It was our mobile pancake machine this morning, so, you know, not as good as at the Home and Garden Show, but they're still pretty good.
Gordy's a former scout, so you can never be sure that the pancakes are always cooked all the way through. Oh, and Mike is too, by the way. So
yeah.
There you go, two Eagle Scouts.
Right, if it comes down to it, you just eat the batter, right?
Three Eagle Scouts in the studio here this morning.
Sounds like the start of a bad joke.
And then you have the sausage as well, and you dip that into the syrup.
Perfect.
And you got some maple.
Well done.
Maple sausage. You guys just keep talking. I'll go just eat it, okay?
Okay. All right. So, Mike, what else do we need to know about the show?
So we're really excited about, we have some returning vendors who have been staples of the show for a long time. The Windows Store and Upper Hand Windows, obviously American Metal Roofing, Perks Cabinetry. Those are some of kind of our big return vendors who have been with us year after year. I'm convinced that you could walk in to our show and find just about anything you're looking for from your home. Even if you're looking for a home, we have real estate agents that will be there as well. So we have a ton of people who are returning. We also have some new vendors this year. I'm personally kind of excited about, we have a new company coming in, Country Roads. They make handmade wood furniture. So if you're trying to furnish your house at all, they'll have some options there as well. We have some nonprofit volunteers groups are affiliated with Kiwanis that will be there as well. And the MSU Extension gardeners doing their demonstrations throughout the week. And
that's been a really good addition to the show, being able to watch their demonstrations.
It has. And this year it looks like we're in for a special treat. Rebecca Kranz and her crew there are putting together actually a puppet show on Saturday.
For gardening?
For gardening. It has to do with gardening. And, of course, Kiwanis is all about kids. And so they wanted to incorporate the kids into their things as well. And so on Saturday, look it up on our website, but there's going to be a puppet show for the kids all about gardening. It'll be fun.
I'm sure the adults will appreciate that as well.
Yes.
My wife would always go to these shows and then go to all the vendors and, like, hook us up for the spring, whether it's cutting down trees or putting up a fence. And I'd have to follow along behind and go, now, don't wait. Don't wait for us. But, you know, it is a good place to actually get a kickstart on spring renovations.
Right, right. It really is. And it's, you know, it's been an interesting winter weather, but everyone's eager for spring now after hopefully the last snow last week. Fingers crossed as I say that. But yes, I know we're certainly charged up looking for the spring planting season and summer cleanup season and all of that. And it is a great place to find vendors who can help you out with all your needs.
What is the purpose of this show, other than to get people kickstart? For Kiwanis, what's the reason for this?
This is our major fundraiser that we hold every year, and we've been doing it for decades now, and we've had a lot of fun. It has had different names of the Home and Garden Show, Pancake Days, different things like that. But this is our major fundraiser that we do every year, and it is the money that we raise from this is used for all sorts of, for the most part, kid-focused organizations and entities throughout the area here.
The show itself is free to get into, so you make your money by serving pancakes.
We do. It is free, and thank you for mentioning that. A lot of the shows are not, and this is free to come on in. You don't have to do anything. We do charge for the pancakes, and we appreciate the support with that, but we also appreciate, as Mike was mentioning, all of the vendors, because that is a portion of our income there as well.
How many vendors do we have this year?
Oh, I haven't counted up, but we have an almost full room. We have a couple of spots still available, so you can go to the Escanaba Kiwanis website and get in contact with us if you're still looking to join. But I anticipate by Friday we'll have a full room in there. So.
The show does open on Friday at 5 o'clock, goes from 5 until 8, so you can get pancakes then, right? Is there any
Correct.
Time that you don't get pancakes?
Yes, we're ending pancakes at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
The show runs from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Correct.
So you have until 2 o'clock to get those pancakes, sausage, and eggs. And you are serving eggs, right?
We are.
Okay.
I didn't bring those with. That was a little bit difficult. So,
that's all right.
Yeah, we'll have orange juice, coffee, eggs, the whole deal.
Okay. And then on Sunday, again, 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Sunday, and then
right.
wrap things up after that.
Right.
So lots of time to be able to get over to the fair, get some pancakes and sausage, as well as some eggs.
Yeah, and one thing I'd like to mention, too, if that's all right, is the folks at Nest Contracting have, again, sponsored a kid scavenger hunt, and they've put together another doozy. So if you're a family and worried about coming because you don't know what to do with the kids, bring the family, come on over. There's going to be lots of fun. We'll help keep the kids entertained with the scavenger hunt and lots of prizes with that. Nest Contracting has sponsored a really cool electric scooter as the grand prize.
Wow.
They did a similar thing last year, and that was a huge success. So the kids are all geeked about that and ready to try their hand at winning that one.
You not only come bearing gifts as far as pancakes, real maple syrup, and sausage, but you come decked out like a real Kiwanian that you're going to see this weekend with your apron, blue apron with the Kiwanis logo on the front. So that's how you can tell all the people who are there to serve you.
Right. And we do have to, speaking of that, we have to thank the tremendous volunteers that we have. The Kiwanis Club ourselves put together a lot of effort with this, but we couldn't do it without the tremendous support from all the volunteers, spouses, significant others, kids, cousins, uncles that help us out with this. It's a big undertaking.
I know that you grab a couple of scouts as well to either clean up tables or to do some of the serving that'll be there. So our crew is going to be there from 4:10 and 4:11, the troops, camping actually.
Excellent.
So we'll be camping out there. People can stop by, but they'll have a booth inside. And they'll make rope, and they'll have a display on some of the advancement that the kids do. And I'm thinking we might even bring a canoe, right, Mike? Because you're a part of that
crew
as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a great thing to show off. It expands beyond home and garden a little bit, but just opportunities for our kids in the area. And scouting is obviously one of those great things.
It's all in the outdoors, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So give me the tricks of the trade on flipping pancakes so that they come out golden brown.
Well, you know, I have to admit they weren't perfect this morning, so I'm glad that I got my practice in so that they're good Friday night. But you've got to wait for the griddle to get good and hot. Sometimes I lose patience and I don't wait, but you got to get the griddle perfectly hot and then wait for the bubbles that start forming once you lay the pancakes down and then give it that careful flip. You're going to be good.
I've been doing this now for a while, so you know that I interviewed your mother several years, and she was an expert pancake maker, and she had it down because she learned from the best, right? They brought in Aunt Jemima people to teach them how to do the pancakes properly, and she would give us the whole scenario on how to do that.
Okay, that's a story I wasn't aware of.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
Oh, I think I got some old tape somewhere. I'll play that for
you. I'll have to see that, yes.
Okay. You got the whole crew's back there making up pancakes, and so you got those just right. But I see Mike over here with a big binder of a book, too. So that's quite an effort to make sure you line up all the vendors as well.
Yeah, it is. And this is kind of one of our longtime members has been handling vendors for a long time, Pat Rudden. And she's in the process of passing some of that off to me. But we have such wonderful vendors that we work with. And that's really what makes this show possible, is they are on time with getting their contracts in and such. And we're excited for our new vendors this year as well. We think that every year we offer something a little bit different. So even if you've been to the show before and you think you know what you're going to expect, we'll probably have a couple surprises.
Did you mention any of the new ones?
Yeah, I did mention a couple. We have Delta Door and Dock. They're new this year to the show. And in fact, I had them replace my garage door last summer. So I can testify to the work that they're doing. We have Country Roads as one of our new vendors as well. And we have just kind of a general handyman who's going to be there as well, too. So if you're looking for someone to do kind of the small projects around the house, that'll be a good business card to pick up.
I heard you mention Upper Hand Window, and we've had our windows by them. They did a great job as well. So
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, even to the point where my neighbor asked, who did your windows? It's generally how we do things around here, isn't
right,
it?
Right, right. Yeah. I have a feeling that contractor is going to be quite busy, the handyman.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So tell us some of the things that Kiwanis supports.
Yeah, so we support a lot of local nonprofits who come to us asking for funding. And so on our website, we do have a form available. If you are looking for some funding, you can go to our website and find that information there. Some of the specific ones that we've helped out recently, I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head. Yes, Youth Empowerment Services we've supported. We've helped the Welcome Newborn Program in Delta County. That's just to name a couple of them. We've helped scouting in the past and the YMCA and some other organizations as well.
And I should mention too, maybe not financial support as much, but earlier in the winter we do another huge program, which is the Special Olympics. And that is another large feat that's handled by the Kiwanis team as well. So,
and what a deal this year.
Wasn't that great?
It a step up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All the athletes there with the opening program. And
right, everything. Right. So the Kiwanis Club of Escanaba is very proud to have a long tradition. I think we're at, 101 or 102 years now strong, and so continuing, and we're actually a growing club. So like Mike said, on the website, we have information about the show this weekend, but we also have information about when and where our meetings are, more about what we do, and we'd encourage everyone to look that up.
Well, where are your meetings?
They're at Moe's Pub at noon on Mondays.
So
today at noon, yep. Well, although today's a board meeting. Everyone's welcome to come, but next week would be a good meeting to come to as well.
Okay. Very good. Make sure that you stop on out to the UP State Fairgrounds this coming weekend on Friday from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Pancake times are the same. And then on Saturday, it's going to be 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. with pancakes until 2. Then on Sunday, 9 a.m. till 2 with pancakes throughout as well. It's the pancake event at the Escanaba Kiwanis Home and Garden Show, or as you should say.
Brought to you by American Metal Roofs.
There you go.
Perfect.
Mike Markwell is and Gordy Fitch are with the Escanaba Kiwanis here. So guys, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.